This is Mike Fitzpatrick, and you're listening to Bite Size Security. In this episode, we'll talk about how important cybersecurity is for nonprofit organizations out there. Earlier this morning, I was being interviewed on a national radio show on the subject of cybersecurity threats. During the conversation, the impact of cybersecurity on nonprofits came up, and I thought this would make a great topic for Bite Size Security. So let's start here. Myself, your humble host, Mike Fitzpatrick, I'm the founder and CEO of a small nonprofit here in Southern California that's dedicated to improving education. Nonprofits have some interesting challenges to business operations and their business model that other businesses really don't face because of the mix of paid professional staff as well as well-meaning volunteers who are there helping and giving of their time because they buy into the mission of the nonprofit. Your success and failure, everything you do in a nonprofit, depends upon your ability to fundraise and the trust that donors have in you and your organization. With that in mind, let's start with some statistics. Small businesses are the easiest targets for hackers, far and away. This is because of the lack of expertise and cybersecurity resources within the organizations. 62% of all businesses in 2016 have no information risk management plan. In 2016, 50% of all small and mid-sized businesses were breached. And of that 50%, 66% were out of business in less than 6 months. Chances are very good and more than likely that you will not survive that cybersecurity breach. Matter of fact, the average cost of a cybersecurity breach in the U.S. is now over $7 million. That number is comprised of three factors: discovery costs, what happened and how far did the hackers go; number two, notification costs; and then finally, the damage to your reputation, your brand, your lost revenues to the organization. It's also important to remember that these types of organizational breaches, this $7 million figure, that's for breaches of between 10,000 identities and 100,000 identities. This is not one of those massive breaches like Equifax or Target. For the average nonprofit, this would be certain death. The mission would be over. All of the people who have donated to your cause have stopped because of the damage to the brand. So the question is, what can you do? First, if you're the CEO or a board member of a nonprofit, you have to realize that this is a significant risk to the operations and longevity of your nonprofit, and you have to take action. Second, develop a plan. Work with an expert to develop a plan for your cybersecurity needs within the organization. Realize that this is going to take time, 2 to 3 years on average. You have to implement it a brick at a time, a step at a time, and you have to always be vigilant. Third, make it a business process and train your employees and volunteers to the standards that you've set on cybersecurity. Everyone must be on the same page and rowing in the same direction. If not, make the needed changes in personnel and your volunteers. For the full impact of what could happen to your organization, go back and listen to our podcast, The Key Three, Sustainability, Revenue, and Growth, for more detail. Finally, realize somebody, someplace wants your data, and it's a matter of time. The storm is coming and you need to prepare. To learn more about cybersecurity and the risk to nonprofits and what you can do to protect your organization, go to our website, ncxgroup.com. That's ncxgroup.com. I want to thank you for listening to Bite Size Security. I enjoy these podcasts and sharing this information with you. If you have any questions, call in here on Anchor. Finally, you can connect with us on Twitter and Facebook at NCX Group. And that's at NCX Group. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes and Google Play. This is Mike Fitzpatrick for Bite Size Security.